You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Easter Sunday, the day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reading is from John chapter 20, beginning in verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Here ends our reading. The passage for this day of celebration took place not long after our Lord's resurrection. It was Easter evening. It was only a few short hours after our Lord Jesus had been raised from the dead. He appeared to Mary. His tomb was empty when Peter and John went to look. And yet, even with all of that, on that evening of that first night, the disciples were afraid. And yet, that's when it happened. In the midst of their fears, Jesus appeared to them. Behind locked doors, boarded up and afraid to come out, Jesus came in. He showed them his hands and his side. He gave to them the gift of peace. And it says they were glad when they saw the Lord. As surprising as it must have been, the disciples should not have been surprised. Many times Jesus had promised them his presence. "Where two or three are gathered," Jesus said, "there will I be in your midst." He said, "Lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." He also said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Did you know that those three little words in their original language, "never," "leave," and "forsake," are not such little words? What they are is a combination of several thoughts and ideas combined into one. The word "never" is a combination of five negatives all brought together. It is a forever never, which has no exceptions. The word "leave" actually means to leave behind, to abandon, to give up on, or to send back. And the word "forsake" means to leave a person in a helpless state, to disregard, or to relax one's watchfulness. Put those three little words together, and what Jesus is telling us in his resurrection appearance on that first Easter night, in its most literal translation, is not so little. What he is saying is that "I will never, no, not ever, no, never give up on you, abandon you, leave you behind, cause you not to survive, leave you helpless, nor shall I ever relax concerning my presence with you." In other words, you and I, as followers of Jesus, are never alone. Jesus died for our sins. He was raised so we could have life. And now he has called us and chosen us to live for him. "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit." From that moment on, the church was born. And until Jesus returns, the church has a mission. We are a sent people. We are a people saved and redeemed and sent by the risen Christ. And we are not alone. We will never be abandoned. And there is nothing, no, not anything, that will never, no, not ever, separate us from him. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank and praise you for raising your Son Jesus from the dead, and for the promise of his presence and power until he returns. Amen. For an action on this Easter Sunday, I would encourage you to take 5 minutes and read the Easter story found in John chapter 20, and then take an additional 5 minutes and sit quietly and just listen in the presence of the risen Christ. Happy Easter to all of you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.